I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm looking at the main issues in East Asia Pacific this Monday, the 21st of January. Firstly, in southern Thailand. Lethal violence continues in the southern provinces of Thailand. Two Buddhist monks were killed and two others were injured in an attack on the Ratana Upap Temple in southern Narithawat on Friday. The attack was carried out by two unidentified assailants who opened fire inside the temple. Separatist insurgents in the region have carried out multiple attacks again this month, targeting both civilians and security forces. More than 7,000 people have been killed since the 2004 clashes between the security forces and the rebels became more prevalent in the southern provinces. The insurgents can potentially target businesses in the region for kidnappings and extortion. However, the more direct threat remains collateral damage gained of proximity. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution when travelling to the southern provinces of Thailand. Professional travel security planning and an appropriately qualified Thai travel security detail are required for all travel to the southern provinces. Contact APAC Assistance for such assistance. In Indonesia, President Widodo has pardoned convicted Islamic cleric Abu Bakar Bashir, who was sentenced to 15 years in prison in 2011. He will be released unconditionally on humanitarian grounds this week. He was convicted for funding a military training camp for terrorists in the Aceh province. The pardon comes months before the general elections scheduled to be held in April of this year. The unconditional release on humanitarian grounds is perceived by objective analysts as a politically motivated move to appease right-wing supporters of the cleric, despite Widodo already having a clear and unassailable lead in all credible polls. Terror activities in Aceh and the rest of Indonesia have been a major security concern in Indonesia, with multiple arrests and some attacks recently in 2018. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis. Thank you.